Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America. Summer Friesen, author of the new Book of Thieves series, is a military brat that has traveled all around the United States while growing up. After settling in Nebraska, she became a nurse at 21, pursuing her love for medicine. With the occasional addiction to coffee and League of Legends, life as an eye surgical nurse was simple, until she stumbled upon a lost first draft, a short and sweet children's fantasy novel she had written back in high school. Upon the discovery, her lost dreams of becoming a writer resurfaced with passion, rushing to finish the transcript. The original manuscript was split into a series known as The Book of Thieves. Summer Friesen, author of the highly praised dark fantasy The Book of Thieves and The Joker's Game, is our guest on This Week in America. Summer, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you.
Really looking forward to talking about this. And let's start with how this whole thing began. I mentioned in high school you started work on this manuscript, suddenly realized it was there, had this passion to finish it. What significant way has the book, and maybe even you, changed since that first draft back in high school? Things change. How did it change the book, and how did it change you?
It is such like a big difference from the first draft. The first draft was like a very watered down children's version. It was like short and sweet. Everything was, for like 13 years and younger. Whereas now this final draft, like three times rewritten, it is very dark and violent. It's like the very first draft also was a different point of view too. It was actually the main character was a belle, and it was seen through his father's eyes, having passed away. And then the second version, Abel became much darker. He became older too. I aged him up about 5 years. And he originally was like, you know, like the young kid when I wrote this book, I was a sophomore. So it was like the idea of having like a superhero was really cool. So I had made him in just Earth, a superhero kind of, with the book mainly as the magic source. The second version, the magic came from the book made by his father, and then the third version, it became much more violent. I will try not to spoil too much about what the third version is.
Yes.
But the book is very, very important, and its creation is kind of like the secret of, and like one of the main points of who his father is. But the main character kind of stayed as a belle, this young boy. He's now in high school in this version. And like the world around him, it becomes much more serious and dark. And I really like that for the final version. He is surrounded by so much evil and so much corruption that he, as like a young kid, naturally is very innocent. And he became a different person because of things around him, like nature versus nurture.
Yes, and you can see as Summer's explaining the book and the difference between this and the manuscript back in high school, this is a really intricate story. It's an entertaining story, receiving rave reviews. One professional review saying it's a rousing fantasy story that will appeal to readers looking for an imaginative young adult adventure novel. This is so well done. When I'm talking rave reviews, I'm not talking about just a couple. I'm talking about a number of rave reviews that Summer has for the book. The last name, by the way, Friesen is F-R-I-E-S-E-N. If you're Googling, the book is available at all the usual places. We'll send you to writersrepublic.com in the bookshop. Summer has her own website, summerfriesen.com. We'll talk about that as well. The book has many hidden messages and themes. You've got family, nature versus nurture that you mentioned, mental health. How is the first book setting up and building, without giving too much away, for the second book? This is sort of the foundation, isn't it, for the rest of the story?
Yeah, so the original manuscript was actually the three books in one, and I had decided to chop the first version of the book because of the character change at the end of this first novel. So the first book really sets the ground for what's about to happen in the second book, and I won't try to talk about it. but the first book is very much with the nursing too. A lot of mental health is talked about, like brushed over in this first book, about how you are affected mentally with your family, people around you, like bullying, how people perceive you and how that affects your own mental image. And it's just, it's really important, especially if like you're another nurse and you read this book, you can see a lot of like health is kind of put into this book. Like there's actual like diagnoses for a lot of my specific characters. There's actually mental disorders for specific ones, and you can kind of like point and pick which ones have a mental disorder. You know, it's kind of cool.
It's interesting. Well, it's very helpful what you've done in a very entertaining way. This is a story that from the first page, you're caught up in the story looking for books 2 and 3, which will be out, and maybe get Summer to tip a little bit as we go through the program about what's in 2 and 3. The book available, as I mentioned, at writersrepublic.com. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Abel is the main character, and you mentioned changes through the book. Talk about that, because we really see a transformation in his character, don't we?
We do. Without trying to spoil him, I'm really trying to speak as little as possible about what happened. But from the very first chapter to the very final chapter, he is very much a different person. He has all of these cards thrown about him, like things happen between like people following him or people treating him specific ways, or how he perceives his own family, how people are treating him in World 1, World 2. It kind of like affects him in the negative way. So he naturally starts out in this first chapter as a very sweet child. He's got a loving father. He's got family, and he's got neighbors, and everything in the community in Melbourne, Florida is peaceful. It's a good life. And then as things are slowly being taken from him, he becomes a different person, and he starts to, like, it really sands down his good person at the core. And he becomes a darker, he ages really fast because of this too. He think he was like 14 or 13 in this first book. And even though he's so young, he becomes much more of like an adult faster because of this. And it's not necessarily in the greatest way.
You know, we all go through that coming of age period so we can relate with what the character is going through. So many of the reviews talk about the wonderful job you've done of world building, just the creative effort that went into this. Talk a little bit about the world that you've created, this magical world. Talk about this, because it's sort of important to Abel and what he's going through and what all the other characters are going through with all everything that's coming at them during the course of the story.
So there's two worlds in my book. There's our world, Earth, and then there's another dimension called Mysthesia. And Mysthesia actually is the main universe, where the queen of one of the countries in Mysthesia, she had created a place where she can throw people that she no longer, let's say, liked in a certain manner, watering it down here, and she would send them here to our world. Mysthesia is a place of like magic. Every family has an emblem, and an emblem is mainly their power. So each family, they pass down their magic through their children, and it stays in their family. Abel's family actually did come from Mysthesia, so they naturally have their own abilities, but in Mysthesia, everything is based on how much power, how much control you have, status. It's very much the stronger magic you have, the higher in the hierarchy that you are, which kind of affects Abel when he's thrown back into this magical universe. He has no idea about anything that's going on there and the political conflict that is arising, especially now between certain countries.
You've got a lot going on in the story. The story is The Book of Thieves and The Joker's Game. Summer Friesen is our guest on the program. Book available the usual places. I'll send you to writersrepublic.com and the bookshop. Summer's website, summerfriesen.com. That's FRIESEN. Talk about, in writing something with the complexity of the storyline of The Book of Thieves and The Joker's Game, did you know when you were starting it where you were going to go? Did you have an outline with all of this, or did it sort of develop as you were telling the story?
It was in the second manuscript where I actually made Mysthesia. The first version of the book, the children's version, it was just Earth. And then I decided that a lot like Narnia, I wanted to really go in my own universe because, like, I had so much story to still tell. It wasn't fitting in our modern universe. So I decided to create another location, and I decided to make it a whole new dimension where I could actually send a bell and really isolate him further, torture the poor guy. and I really, I think naturally I just, I knew what I wanted. Like, I knew I wanted, like, a traditional, kind of like a Germanic old heritage, like, Arthurian age. And it kind of just, like, swam from there. And as the story continued, I knew from with the queen, I wanted her insanity really to take a toll on the whole kingdom. So naturally, I made a kingdom where I had knights and certain characters. And that's, it all kind of came together as I wrote the second manuscript. And then when we came to the third one, it was like everything was concrete by the time I was writing this version. So it was pretty good. Like, by the second manuscript is when I had Mysticia and Kralik all made.
What would you say to somebody who is listening to you and going, boy, I've always wanted to pursue writing, but then real life got in the way. I got an education. I needed to support myself. So I had to do something that paid the bills on a regular basis. You have a very successful career, yet you've gone back and really, and you can tell from the conversation, attack writing with a passion. How difficult is it to balance the medical career as well as the writing and encourage somebody that may be thinking, well, I don't think I have time to go back and do that? You found time in a very busy schedule to do that.
Time is definitely very short. there were times when I was writing, sometimes just on weekends. I would do the whole day Saturday, or I designate a whole day on Sunday, and I would have a personal day to decompress on one of the days of the weeks. And then sometimes I would come home. I do surgery, so it's hard to have like time at the end of a weekday. But there are times when I would come home and I would just write like maybe like one or two sentences, or I would just reread what I had written over the weekend to make sure that my scenes were flowing correctly. But it was easier to write the book with little time now because I already had all of the scenes made from previous manuscripts.
Yes.
So I had all of my drives ready to go. I just need to darken it.
Any ideas, any thoughts for people on how to improve your writing skills? What have you done over the years to improve? I mean, obviously, in the years of added experience in traveling around the country in the medical career and seeing mental health issues and other issues that you deal with on a daily basis, how do you develop your writing skills, improve the writing skills?
Well, that's a never-ending process, actually. So I personally, I'm not the greatest writer. I just have a love for it. So writing is one of those things where you have to hone your craft, whether you want to take classes or just keep reading. Just keep writing and keep reading. That's the main thing, about 80%. You can do like little seminars or go to workshops. Those are kind of fun too.
Who inspired you when you were in high school and came up with a concept for this originally? What led you to writing? Were there writers that really influenced you that you read and thought, wow, I would like to be able to do that someday?
I can't actually remember his name, but like I could easily say like J.K. Rowling or Game of Thrones recently. But when I was a kid, it was actually listening to audiobooks in the car. So the military often had PCSS across the country, and my family would drive to our next location for home, and in the car we would listen to actually audiobooks. And there's one particular book, I can't quite remember what the title was, it was so long ago, but it was actually about he was kind of like an anti-hero slash burglar. And it was just so interesting because I had already written the first, like, you know, beginning of the first manuscript about the child I
Yes.
had developed. And then I'm thinking about an anti-hero is like a very interesting main character. Like, you have so many like heroes or not that many villain point of views. I just wanted someone a bit more flavored as my main character. And I think that really pushed me to actually pursue like the idea I had of actually writing and finishing it.
That's amazing.
That was a long time.
All that time in the car, rather than counting, you know, McDonald's and Burger King's along the interstate as you're driving, you were listening and doing something, and probably had no idea at the time you're sort of building for this career as a writer. Summer Friesen is our guest on the program, F-R-I-E-S-E-N. If you're Googling, the book we're talking about is A Book of Thieves and the Joker's Game. Book available at writersrepublic.com/bookshop. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A number of intriguing characters in the book talk about Abel and mention how that character evolved. If you were to spin off a side character, do a sequel, you know, focused on a side character, is there one that jumps out at you that you'd like to really pursue a little bit more?
There's actually two. A very important second character is another character called Asher, and his story arc kind of just barely starts in this first book. He's actually much more important in the second one, and his character is so complex, just like Abel, and he also has, like, you know, some hurt deep down with losing family and friends and his own life. I think he's just, like, so, like, unique as, like, a character. I would love to, like, make, like, a second spinoff. But the other character, I'm going to write, actually, a prequel for, and that's actually Abel's father. He is actually the main starter of this whole story. Oh, like, Abel, yes, picks up the story as the main character, but his father is actually the one who caused all this chaos. And I feel like a prequel would be kind of awesome to do, because, like, that's a lot of, like, the backstory the reader doesn't actually learn necessarily until, like, I think the third book, when they actually hear about what actually started all of this.
Well, you just made a lot of people happy. I read the reviews, and so many are saying there's such a deep backstory here. I hope that sometime Summer takes us back and explains all of this and sort of lay the groundwork for what we're seeing here, and hopefully that will happen in the future. Another character, as I'm reading, that really has grabbed most people is Ginger. Explain the role of the cat. Everybody loves the cat.
I don't even know if I should be talking about him. He's very, very important.
Okay, well, just there's a cat there that will capture your attention. So as you're reading the book, yeah, you'll enjoy Ginger.
The cat is always around. I remember reading one of the reviews one day, and they said that their favorite character actually was the cat who stuck with the bill thick and thin. And I just find myself laughing to the reader a little bit, because they don't know yet.
Little do they know. We just gave them a little tip of the iceberg here, so they'll have to stick with Summer in the following books to find out further the story of Ginger. A couple minutes left in the program. It's probably unfair to ask this, but what's the most fun part for you in writing this? What was the most fun for you to write?
My favorite part actually was all the action scenes, and partly because I knew what was happening behind this scene, like, what caused this scene. The reader is just reading the action scene, but I actually know what's happening, why the action was happening. Like, certain fight scenes happen where Abel's in danger and he has to try and, you know, save himself, and, like, run away. And I know, as the writer, who's attacking him, why they're attacking him, and then who's actually watching him while this is happening, whereas the reader's just like, oh, stuff's on fire.
Exactly.
It's interesting to know more than the reader, because, like, I'm waiting for, like, the final, like, to finally tell the reader. Like, I'm just so anxious to tell them what's going on, but it's like, I'm holding all the information back until actually the second book.
Well, you've got a great way of building up the excitement. It's difficult to put the book down. That may be, and that's not really a criticism, but people want to get some sleep, and they think, one more chapter here of the Book of Thieves and the Joker's Game before I go to sleep, and suddenly they see the sun coming up because they're caught up in the story and want to squeeze in a few more chapters. Is it difficult for you to find a writing space to stay focused? And I ask that again because you've got this career that's a very demanding career, and on top of that, you're back to your passion, which is writing. Do you have a space you can go and sort of shut out the rest of the world and focus on Abel and the world that you've created?
That's a straight up no. I'm very easily distracted, and the actual inspiration for Ginger is my own cat. He is also a tabby cat, and he is constantly walking across my keyboard. So it's really hard. I'm very easily distracted, and the cat does not help. So sometimes, like, I'll have to, like, lock him out of the room, but then he'll cry. So then sometimes I'll go and actually write while in bed right before I go to sleep at night, and then he's also right there, too. So it's really, I'm constantly coming and going.
You know, Summer Friesen is our guest on the program. A couple minutes left. That's F-R-I-E-S-E-N. If you're Googling, the book is The Book of Thieves and The Joker's Game. This started in high school. You mentioned at the beginning, you went back, you looked, and this is, I guess, what's sort of the basis for the story, but the story is so much richer now. Are you sort of glad in a way you didn't really finish it then, and now is the right time? It seems like now is the time when you should be finishing the book.
I'm glad I waited, because it definitely would have been just like a normal children's book. Like, it easily could have been like a picture book for like third or fourth graders, and like just like maybe teaching like simple words or like onomatopoeias for kids. And then I actually found the manuscript while I was in nursing school, and nursing school, for those that don't know, like, really sucks. It's like horrible. It's like mentally draining, and you're just, I don't want to say full of hate, like, you really want it, like, you want nursing so bad, so you will do anything for it. So your emotions are just so high, and your stress is just so high, and I think that kind of transferred into how I wanted a bell to feel.
Yes.
So I actually made him very traumatized.
That's interesting how your evolution led to his evolution in the story of The Book of Thieves and The Joker's Game. When someone finishes this, it's such a captivating story, but what is the takeaway? Can you talk about some pretty important issues that a lot of us deal with in real life? What do you hope the takeaway is when someone finishes the book?
With just the first one, you would probably just get probably family is very, very important. How you treat others, especially how that affects them. When you have your own self, how you pictured yourself, people actually do affect you, and that can be taken positively or negatively, and how you treat others also affects you. So basically, just the first book, I would say, is the importance of taking care of each other and loving your family and cherishing every moment that you have with them before they are taken from you. And your friends are also just as important. They can be very much your family as well. The second book I'll wait to talk about.
Let's wrap up with that. When will the second book be available? And hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about it. And then when will the third book be available?
The third book is barely a concept right now. I have mainly just the four main climax scenes planned for the third book. And the second one is actually already planned and everything. I am just going through brushing it up still. I'm adding a few Easter eggs every now and then just to make it a bit more spicy. But it's mainly done. I'm hoping to let it go this year, but I do actually want to get some very good editors for the second one. My goal for the second and third book is to make each one better than the first one. This was my first novel, and it wasn't the best book, but I'm actually proud of like what I was able to produce, being it my first novel, and I just want to make sure that the second one is better than the next one, and the third one better than that one. Well, so I want to hold it as long as I can, just to make sure I get more pens to that paper and make it as red as possible before I let it go.
Should be quite proud of what you've done. Summer Friesen is our guest on the program. That's F-R-I-E-S-E-N. Her website, by the way, summerfriesen.com. Book available the usual places. I'll direct you to writersrepublic.com in their bookshop. We've got all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. This book is The Book of Thieves and The Joker's Game. You can follow her and on our website when books 2 and 3 will be available. Summer, the time has gone by quickly. This has been so much fun. Congratulations on a successful, most successful first novel. Looking forward to talking about the follow-up books. And thank you for being with us on the program.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
It has been our pleasure. And it's Summer Friesen, F-R-I-E-S-E-N. The book is The Book of Thieves and The Joker's Game. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.